Krishna.
First of all, it gives Burijam Prabhu, myself, and also Vrindavan Vinod Prabhu and Yamunacharya. Where is our Yamunacharya? He must be sitting somewhere under a tree here. It gives us such pleasure to see all of you attending our first Holy Name retreat, which is organized from our Govardhan Retreat Center. And quite befittingly, the venue is the very same venue where 20 years ago we started to assemble and with our project, retreat project. 20 years ago, Burijam Prabhu, myself, 22 years, so some of you are not even 22 years old. 22 years ago, Burijam Prabhu and myself went here and we said, it is our duty to nourish the devotees who render so much selfless service. And the best way to do this is in a sanctified atmosphere, the atmosphere of Vrindavan. Now, how do you recognize that you are in Vrindavan? Should look for three defining features. First is Yamuna. Yamuna Devi was flowing at Krishna's time. Krishna would bathe in the Yamuna, swim, and engage in various pastimes with his various devotees. The second item which you need to see in order to be convinced I'm in Vrindavan is Loi Bazaar. No, I'm sorry. I woke up from sleep. We had a long night yesterday. It is the dust of Vrindavan, no? Raja Duli. And the third item by which you can recognize Iha Vrindavan, this is Vrindavan, is Giri Govardhan. And these three are not just passive. A river, some dust, a mountain that sinks due to feelings of separation. They are not just sitting there as passive agents. They are active agents, always ready to assist the devotees in their search for Krishna. Always they are ready. If you turn to them with a sincere attitude. So it gives us tremendous pleasure. I think, Burijam Prabhu, what would you say were the numbers? Maybe 20 we had? 25 maybe at best when we started these Govardhan retreats. And you are so kind. You are, it has grown and we can see more and more of you come with eyes full of anticipation of what is going to come. So thank you very much for coming. And on a second note, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are in the most auspicious environment. Maybe your mind is not yet auspicious. Maybe your mind suffers still from chronical distraction from Krishna, but this will be cured. You will soon be very focused and very enlightened and blissful. Because of the active, dynamic power of Giriraj. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I will give the microphone or request Burijam Prabhu to also welcome you, but now I request you to fold your hands like this. We will turn your faces to Giriraj. We will chant one of his pranam mantras. There are several ones, but this is the very nice one. It says, I offer my obeisances to you, O Giriraj. Your name is Govardhan, and your special quality is that you destroy misery. Please destroy my misery, my suffering from being so far away from Krishna sometimes. And your second is qualities you give the highest bliss, Paramananda. So repeat after me. Namaste Girirajaya.
Namaste Girirajaya.
Shri Govardhana Namine. Ashesha Klesha Nashaya.
Ashesha Klesha Nashaya.
Paramananda Dayine. Giriraj Govardhana Ki. Let us now give our welcome from Bhujampabhu. Shortly after this, we will start with the retreat by giving you a tune in, something that helps you to make the best use of every second, half second even, of the retreat. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Namo Vishnupada. Om Agyanata Minandasya Jana Jana Sumakaya Chaksu Sumanatana Jaina Chasmai Sri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapandanti Kam Vanja Kaupatru Yascha Krupa Sindhu Vaivisa Patitanam Prabhinebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. Thank you for that wonderful, sweet, heart-opening Kirtan Maharaj. Thank you, and thank you to all the devotees who participated in such a full-hearted way. Maharaj had mentioned that there were three things that make us understand that we're in Sri Vrindavan Dham. I would like to add a fourth thing, that nothing is in your control. The unexpected continuously happens, and sometimes it's pleasant on the surface, and sometimes it's quite disturbing. So to enter still a little more consciously into being where we are in Vrindavan, I suggest that you just turn off your mobile phones, except for you. You're allowed to keep yours on. But turn off, this is very radical, I know, but don't be a secondary witness of what's going on through your mobile phone. Just turn it off. And then just listen to the sounds of Vrindavan. And then just look around and see the trees that are very special trees. And see, of course, Giriraj. And know that this land is such a holy and sacred land. It's always been
considered a holy and sacred land. In Vrindavan, the Brijbasis, they call Giriraj Baba. And locally, they say that if you have any problems, you take it to Baba. And you see, and a few days ago on the Purnima, we saw hundreds and thousands of people just walking around Giriraj, singing, chanting, walking slowly. Some were walking so quickly, but everyone was taking shelter and feeling welcomed by Giriraj Govardhan, by Baba. And that's one thing I've always found very special about Giriraj Govardhan, is that he welcomes everyone, and everyone feels welcomed. This is his special nature. He's so welcoming. We may be on the highest level of Krishna consciousness, we may be on a beginner level, but he welcomes everyone. And therefore, he is known as Haridasa Varjo, the best of servants of Lord Hari. And we have found out a secret. And this is the essence of what we do at the Govardhan retreats. We try to hear and chant Krishna's holy names and Krishna's glories and keep quite focused on that. And then, because Giriraj is such a devoted servant, the best of servants of Krishna, when he sees others trying to serve Krishna by hearing and chanting and glorifying Krishna and serving the other devotees, when he perceives that, then he becomes very happy. He wants to serve those who are serving Krishna, even attempting to serve Krishna. So we discovered that when Giriraj is pleased by our simple attempts to hear and chant, he showers mercy upon us and blesses us. So at the beginning of our Govardhan retreat, our Harinam retreat, as Maharaj requested you all to face Giriraj, please again face Giriraj. And then and know that Giriraj is very kind, and offer some the deepest part of you, the prayers from the deepest part of you. Pray to Giriraj that this time, this very valuable time, this very rare time, when we have nothing else to do except hear and chant about Krishna, that this time will bring great transformations of heart. But you can pray to Giriraj as you like. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked in these very places where we sit now. The six Goswamis and the thousands of saintly persons have been here. So add your prayers to theirs. at the end of Kovatan Leela, at the end of the 26th chapter of the 10th canto, there's a very sweet prayer that some acharyas say is spoken by Srila Sukadeva Goswami, and others say that it was spoken by the coward men of Vrindavan. But please listen carefully to this and pray along with the speaker. Indra became angry when his sacrifice was disrupted, and thus he caused rain and hail to fall on Gokul, and it was accompanied by lightning and powerful winds, all of which brought great suffering to the cowherds, to the animals, and the women there. But when Lord Krishna, who is by nature always compassionate, when he saw the condition of those who had only him as their shelter, he smiled broadly and he lifted Govardhan Hill with one hand, just as a small child picks up a mushroom to play with it. Holding up the hill, he protected the entire cowherd community. May he, Govinda, the lord of the cows and the destroyer of Indra's false pride, may he be pleased with us.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Purijan Prabhu, for really bringing us here into the space and also setting the mood for this retreat. We will now, both of us, give you some tips that will help you maybe to gain the most of your retreat experience. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namaste Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Acharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Astakyate Satani Sri Krishna Chaitanya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna,
Prabhu.
Yes. Hare Krishna. Our Giriraj Maharaj has just arrived. He has blessed us over the years several times, and we always felt he is the Maharaj who belongs here. He has a name. Also, before I start, I would like to affectionately welcome our other God brothers and sisters. And I've seen Shesha Prabhu. He is was probably somewhere here. And yes, there, Pancharatra Prabhu I have seen. And I've seen Madhumati there. And also the good wife of Pancharatra Prabhu. And Nanda has come. Yes, Nanda has come. And Nrisinga Nanda Prabhu, who most probably brought his photo camera. And others also. Our Narayani, our Narayani has come here. And in this way, most probably many others. Thank you, Purijam Prabhu and myself conceived that we would hope that all the devotees would enrich this into yes, you're there. My dear devotees, I would like to now go into the first session of tuning you into the retreat. Purijam Prabhu will also give you some tips. I highly recommend that you pay close attention because these tips might become your best friends as you go through the retreat. First of all, the retreat is something entirely different, or a retreat is something entirely different than what most of us are used to in our movement. We are used to wonderful lectures, seminars which develop points. We are used to kirtan, of course. We are also used to different things. But what is so special about a retreat? What makes a retreat a retreat? It's not just giving your presentation or our presentation the name retreat. It is something which requires something very special from both the presenters as well as the participants. The retreat, I will also mildly announce to you, will challenge some of your borders, because we will urge you to find things which you can only find when you are daring to leave your comfort zone or the ordinary activities and ordinary thoughts which you have, and venture into what is known as liminal space. That's a difficult word, I know. I also, let us say, when you enter the waiting room of God, it's a threshold. You're not in the old environment and not yet in the new. So it's here, outside of your comfort zone, outside of the known, outside of your habitual activities and thoughts, where you will be able to discover something new and escape the prison of your mind, you know, and your perception. These retreats, or the idea of a retreat, is not something modern. It is very old, and it is well established in the Vaishnava Sampradaya, a mild version of a holy name retreat would be called the Japa Anustan, and a more concentrated version is the Purascharan. I will explain both of the terms to you. And anusthan means you do something with a firm resolve. All of our attention, all of our energy, all of our enthusiasm should resolve around the one task ahead of us. And we should aim for a time with minimum distraction. Can you notice how this is different? You are no longer on the observer seat. You're no longer just listening to a class. You're no longer participating in a kirtan. Yes, they are getting excited here about the retreat idea. Yes. No, it is exciting. It is. They got the idea. Yes. Yes, I agree with all of you. That's what we do. It is exciting. All our attention and energy and enthusiasm resolves around the task ahead of us. In the japa anusthan, it is to purify our japa and to improve on our relationship with the holy name and Krishna. For this to happen, now it's good to have sometimes notebooks. You need 5 items traditionally. First is sthana, a location. Usually you sit at the same location when you do a japa anusthan or japa purusharan. You don't move. You don't go to various places. You lock yourself down. I once wrote a poem because I like such experience. I said, "Oh Krishna, please lock me up. Turn the key 3 times around so that I won't escape. Lock me into the prison of your love, because only then I can finally be free." So sthana, a location. We have chosen, or I believe Giriraj has chosen us to do this japa anusthan here, and we will one time, because we know sometimes we need a little relief, we will one time break our location. We will go to Terkadamba, the place where Rupa Goswami did his bhajan, because he is our acharya of our thing. Prabhupada said our Krishna consciousness movement goes on under the supervision of Rupa Goswami. We will hear about this more in the Govardhana retreat. And we need his blessings. He is the acharya of our particular line of teaching. So you sit in the same place, the same direction ideally. You sit in the same position. You are really focused. Baladev Vidyabhushana says, when a beggar comes to a king, he will come every day at the same place before the gate of the palace, and he will stretch out his emaciated hand, and then he will say, "Kripa Karo, give mercy, please." Will the king not give his mercy to that beggar? Sthana, therefore anusthan, no? Same place. Then the next is samaya. It is very neat. Samaya means undisturbed time. Bhujan Babu told you, please switch off your mobile telephone. I will be so bold to say keep it switched off at least during the sessions. No? Then some of us may have phone and regulate some activities at the places where we are responsible. But during the day, try to switch off of your little but very powerful distraction monster. Your telephone. That is, by the way, not traditional, this expression. You need undisturbed time. That's the point. Fix a time. Okay, I'm going to get the schedule from Prashanta. I'm looking what are the sessions where I need to be there. Okay, here are some optional sessions. I do not need to be there, but I will try if I have time. Undisturbed time. Fix the time limit. Third point. Sankhya. Sankhya means you fix a number. In order to make the parents even more excited than they are already, and all of you, we will have 164 rounds day. Yes, let's see if you say Haribol at the end. It is, you will need to give your whole energy and self to this. And it will be made as easy as possible, because we do it under the supervision and with the mercy of Rupa Goswami and Teer Kadamba. Mahaprabhu gave Rupa and Sanatana Goswami the order, take care of our devotees and who come to Vrindavan, and they do this to the up to the time. Fourth is Samagiri, materials for worship. That's easy. You have the Japa Mala. And then Samanya, you need to practice some abstinence. I was smiling sadly. We had one japa, we had one kirtan event at Surabikund, and some section of the devotees were not prepared of what the Govardhan retreat has to offer. So on the side they were discussing, and on the steps a young couple were and so on and so forth, doing young couple things. And I felt sad, because they had all of them had come to Vrindavan, and they could get the highest result, but they allowed distraction to take over. So, in one word, give a modern word, modern language, give your full energy and your focus on this, the task ahead. Wherever you give energy and focus, there you will get new results. Wherever you give your focus and then apply your energy, you get new results. New results is a combination of focusing and giving energy. I could say it in 100 different versions, but the idea is this is very important. We hear of the intense version, so just that you know about what Jagannath Das Babaji did. He once went to Rishikesh to purify his chanting, which involved a purificatory. Perfect. Oh my God, you be careful. I think I can speak English when you praise me like this. A purificatory practice called Purashana. This penance had to be performed with extreme rigidity. We don't do this, but just so that you hear what's the idea of the retreats and how it's embedded in our tradition. He used to bathe at 3 o'clock in the morning in the ice cold Ganga. He was a Rishikesh. Then he would chant inside a closed room from 3 o'clock in the morning until sunset, without speaking or going to the Govardhan retreat dining hall. He wouldn't eat. Imagine, from 3 o'clock till sunset. Because he gave energy and focus to what? To chanting. Now, in order to complete the vow properly, one is expected to take bath after each call of nature, also the small call, you know? And even after passing air, you have to take a shower. Wow. For old men, that is inconceivable. Now, and you have to be silent. Now, once after observing this regimen for 2 months, he had a servant. Do you remember his name? Bihari, yes. So he said to Bihari, "Look, Bihari, on the tree, a flower has grown." And then he went, "Oh no, I have interrupted my Purasharan, my retreat." And he started all over again. I think the idea should be clear now. If you want to get new results, the retreat concept or the Anusthan concept is there, where you can create a new habit in your life, where you can break something old that doesn't serve you any longer and do something more. Let me say this now, because in do's, I would recommend to you 3 do's. Commitment. Actually, this is the only do which I want to request you. There is a great difference between "I wish to" and "I'm committed to." I wish, yes, and then something happens that is throwing me a little off course, then I stop doing it. But if you say "I'm committed to do it," you evoke totally unused energies in you. If you read Giriraj Maharaj's excellent book, "I'll Build Your Temple," the Juhu story, you can find there a small bunch of committed devotees who, against all obstacles, climatic changes, the ever surprising India factor, you know, where unexpected things, at least for Westerner, happen and so on. And they were committed under Srila Prabhupada's supervision to do the impossible. And this is how the movement started, you know, with committed devotees. And there are something which I request you to not do is distraction. Distraction, the highest distraction for the mind of a devotee is to talk about politics, scheming, and so on and so forth, criticizing, fault finding. These things have a very have an effect that you can't focus any longer on true spiritual life. So please turn also your social media off, even if there is your favorite Netflix series on one of the days. Try to fast and not look at it. No, I'm saying in modern terms. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur would say, without an effort, you cannot become Krishna conscious. But more than committing yourself, more even than cancelling out distractions as much as you are able to, I request you sincerely from my heart, please pray to Giriraj. Perhaps even make it a habit when you wake up in the morning to pray, "Please, Giriraj, you are known as the greatest devotee. Please have compassion to me. I'm a small devotee. I'm trying, but I keep failing. Please give me your good of help." No? Remain in a state of mind where you pay obeisances to Guru and Krishna, and so on. Before Bhurijan Prabhu speaks, I want to now ask you to quickly find a neighbor. Just turn to your neighbor. It's good even if it's someone you did not know. And I know that few people of us don't like this, to turn to neighbors and talk. We are a little shy maybe, but then it's all the better. Okay, who has not found a neighbor? Everyone found a neighbor. it should be simple. Ego, who's your neighbor? Yes. Saraswati, you found a neighbor? Good. It's not difficult, but sometimes devotees go like, I didn't find a neighbor. You know, the 500 devotees. I said, yes, this is a blockage in your perception. It needs to be removed. Good. So everyone found a partner, right? Now, very concentrated. I request you to discuss, and we have only 3 minutes and 45 seconds for this. What could you do to get the most out of this Japa Anusthan or Japa Retreat 2022? What could you do during the time? You heard a few suggestions. Most of them we have not taken notes. We might have forgotten them. No problem. But you must have noticed something. Okay, I'm going to do this retreat. Okay, I'm trying something new now. So what is that one thing you could do? Please start now. You and both talk. No, not just one. After 3 and a half, I will give you a sign when to stop. Start now, please. Thank you. So, thank you very much. Was it good? Did something good come out? In our group, I was with these two wonderful Vaishnavs, Giriraj Maharaj and Bhurijan Prabhu. They were very... Yes. I have an interesting second follow-up exercise, which we don't do now. Why don't you, as the retreat go on, sometimes go to your partner of the first hour, so to say, of the first, and say, how is it going, Prabhu? Yes, we want to turn mere words into action, no? That is the idea here, yes. How is it going, Prabhu? But don't do it like the policeman who stops someone. And in a helpful way. In a helpful way. Encouraging way. No? Yes. So thank you very much. Let us now listen to Bhurijan Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, in his last days, in his manifest presence, he expressed the desire to go to Govardhan. And one thing that I recently understood about that desire is that wherever Prabhupada went, that certainly his followers would go with him. So I take that to mean that he wanted to go to Govardhan, and he wanted his followers to all come to Govardhan also. Giriraj is very, very kind, as we were saying, and amazingly enough, he's a person. And between the holy place, the holy association, the holy names, the holy deities, and the Shastra that we will study, we're engaging in full Panchanga Bhakti, the most powerful forms of Bhakti. And sort of underlying what Maharaj had said, Satchinandana Maharaj, that do you really think it's possible to have a transformation of heart and move forward in your spiritual life? Is it actually possible? Do you think so? Well, this is really a good opportunity. It's an opportunity to really try your best to take a step forward and become the kind of devotee that you would like to become. We all, in one sense, have an ideal, and maybe our ideals are somewhat different because we're individuals, but we have an ideal of qualities that we would like to exhibit, and maybe we even know devotees who exhibit those qualities, and we would like to have those qualities also. It is possible. It is possible because here we are. Just see where we are and see how holy and holy means full of the highest opportunity for transformation of heart. The Shastra is full of so many examples of devotees who do one thing and their whole life is changed. So take this holy name retreat as an opportunity to really focus and try your best. As when we were speaking, it was very enlightening to hear how the two devotees who I was listening to, what they would like to do. But it can happen. It can happen by the mercy of Giriraj Govardhan, the mercy of Prabhupada, by mercy of Guru, by mercy of Vaishnavas, by the mercy of the dust of Vrindavan, and our sincere attempt, sincere and humble attempt. Because Kalo nasteva 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 gatiyani ata harir nama harir nama harir nama eva kevalam. This is what this retreat is about. It's an opportunity to actually namasraya kori. Jatanatumi. That now is an opportunity to actually take shelter of the holy names. To take shelter of the holy names. Try to understand what that means, to taking shelter of the holy names, that you are my hope. I'm holding on to you. And there's a prayer and a begging that goes along with that. If our chanting approaches that stage, the sincere attempt and the feeling of incapacity, the two going hand in hand. On one side, I'm attempting so sincerely. On the other hand, just look at my condition. It's so deficient from what it should be, from what Prabhupada wanted me to be, from what I even want myself and the best part of me want to be, but it's deficient. Only if you're merciful to me do I have any hope. In this regard, there's a very famous and powerful purport to one of Kunti Devi's prayers, very famous and well known, that I'll read part of, that Srila Prabhupada wrote, and of course Kunti Devi spoke. Janmaishwarya Shrutashri Bir E Lamana Muna Pumam Na Eva Arhati Abhidatam Vai Tvam Akeshana Goshara. You are the property of those who don't possess anything, who are really, their concept of possessiveness, of what is mine, it's on the realm of the spiritual realm, that Krishna is mine and Krishna's service is mine. So here's the translation, and then we'll read some of Srila Prabhupada's purport, and this will be the where Prabhupada ends the part I'll read, is really the key. Here's Prabhupada's translation. My Lord. Yes. Thank you. My Lord. Your Lordship can easily be approached, but only by those who are materially exhausted. Because one who is on the path of material progress, trying to improve himself with respectable parentage, great opulence, high education, and bodily beauty, cannot address you, cannot call out to you, cannot speak to you, cannot chant with sincere feeling. I'll read it again. My Lord, your Lordship can easily be approached, but only by those who are materially exhausted. Because one who is on the path of material progress, trying to improve himself with respectable parentage, great opulence, high education, and bodily beauty, cannot address you with sincere feeling. Srila Prabhupada comments, being materially advanced means taking birth in an aristocratic family and possessing great wealth and education and attractive personal beauty. All materialistic men are mad after possessing all these material opulences. And this is known as the advancement of material civilization. The world, the propaganda, the narrative of this world is that you must have these things, the wealth, the beauty, the fame, the strength, the education, and then you'll be able to control, then you will be able to enjoy, then you can rise to the top and you'll be successful. But, Prabhupada continues, the result is that by possessing all these material assets, one becomes artificially puffed up. Puffed up means, how would you say what, in one word, what does puffed up mean? Proud. One becomes proud. One becomes arrogant. One thinks oneself powerful. One thinks myself. One thinks myself as very, very, well, we have our own prides. But they are gifts of Krishna. And to be proud of a gift is foolish, because in one second it can be taken away. And anyway, even if we have it, it's insignificant. If we have wealth, there's someone more wealthy than us. If we have some beauty, someone is more beautiful. If we have some intelligence, some memory, some ability, there's always people who have more than us. And what is the result when we're proud of something and then we see someone who has more than us? Envy. And Srila Narottama Das Thakur says that trying to be happy with envy in the heart is like trying to be happy with a spear in the heart. So that is what happens when we have great material aspirations on a subtle level, on a gross level. We become artificially, falsely proud, intoxicated by such temporary possessions. Consequently, as a result, such materially puffed up persons are incapable of uttering the holy name of the Lord by addressing him feelingly. Oh Govinda, oh Krishna. It is said in the Shastra that by once uttering the holy name of the Lord, the sinner gets rid of the quantity of sins that he is unable to commit. Such is the power of uttering the holy name of the Lord. There is not the least exaggeration in this statement. Actually, the Lord's holy name has such powerful potency. Abhinatam Namanaman Hodis Krishna. The holy name of Krishna is Krishna. Krishna the person, Krishna the name. That is the potency. But there is a quality to such utterances also. And it depends on the quality of feeling. A helpless man can feelingly utter the holy name of the Lord, whereas a man who utters the same holy name in great material satisfaction, he cannot be so sincere. A materially puffed up person may utter the holy name of the Lord occasionally, but he is incapable of uttering the name in quality. If we keep this, if I keep this verse in purport by Srila Prabhupada in my mind, along with, as I chant, along with Mahaprabhu's order to keep the verse Trinada Pisa Nechina Tadoda Pisa, to keep that around my neck, keep it with me, then if I try to use this time, this very rare and special time where we're together, it's a short time, but it's a very special time that's filled with opportunity. If I really try my best, sincerely try my best, then, at least in my case, humility will be the result. And then, perhaps, I'll be able to chant. So now, please again turn to Giriraj and then take your prayer to him. And as Maharaj, as you talked about with each other, and try to make a sankalpa as an offering to Giriraj of how you would like to spend this time, this very special and rare time in this very holy place. And what you hope, perhaps, what blessing you're hoping for. We will offer, each individually offer a lamp to Giriraj and see if you can keep in the same mood and place your deepest prayer as part of your offering, and let the lamp be an external manifestation of your internal sincere prayer.